You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We are rejoined by Andrea Bernstein, The Takeaway's political director, live from St. Paul. And Adora and I just finished a conversation with a woman from Massachusetts, Patricia Quinn, who talked a lot about how big of an issue teen pregnancy is in the lives of women in the United States. I'm wondering, as you go through the hall there in St. Paul talking with Republican delegates, do you get a sense that this is a big family issue with a lot of complexity, or is everybody taking a fairly narrow on-message kind of line here, Andrea?
Well, it depends on if you talk to people publicly or privately about this issue. If you talk to people publicly, they will all say the same thing, which is, by the way, one of the major differences between St. Paul and Denver, which is that the Republicans are extremely disciplined about their message. So publicly, people say, we feel that this is something that happens in families, the way we admire the way she's dealing with it, and the whole thing makes her seem more real. Privately, there's a wider variety of opinion. I mean, there are some people that really do feel supportive of what she's going through and feel pleased with the way she's handled it. And there are a range of opinions on the delegate floor from, you know, some things that we've heard from off the floor, which is, you know, why is a woman with five children running for vice president?
Which, of course, raises all sorts of, I mean, nobody ever asks that of a Kennedy, and they have, you know, 10, 11, 12 kids, right?
Right, or of a man.
Right.
Then there's also some talk about, you know, Sarah Palin having gone back to work 3 days after she gave birth to a child with Down syndrome. And for people who've given birth, that's an astonishing feat that sort of, you know, has the possibility of making other women feel inadequate back to work.
Here's some statistics that Adora just got from this Patricia Quinn guest a moment ago. 80% of the teen pregnancies do not happen with a marriage. In other words, the woman gives birth and doesn't get married to the boyfriend. I'm wondering if this is a base issue, this teen pregnancy issue of Sarah Palin's, or if it's a fringe issue, if it's something that, or if it's a more general issue, a broad issue that they think will convince people to come to the ticket.
I think that people don't think that it's going to be persuasive or dispositive one way or another here and probably outside. I mean, it's riveting. It's fascinating. People don't know about Sarah Palin, and all this information is coming to light. But I think in the end, what ultimately is a question of John McCain's judgment. And, you know, did he look carefully at her? I mean, an interesting thing is that there's going to be a poll coming out later today by Emily's List. Now, this is a partisan group, and it was done over Labor Day weekend, but it shows that most women think John McCain picked Sarah Palin because of political considerations, that may be something that he'll have to be dealing with as the week progresses.
Well, something to talk about tomorrow and certainly to think about was we're watching Sarah Palin give her speech tonight at the Republican National Convention. Andrea Bernstein, thanks for joining us live from St. Paul at the Republican National Convention.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.